AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden turns to a federal law to speed up production and imports of baby formula. AP's Mike Grassi with more.
President Joe Biden has invoked the Defense Production Act to help tackle the infant formula shortage. The order requires suppliers to fulfill orders from formula manufacturers before other customers. The president is also authorizing the Defense Department to use commercial aircraft to fly formula supplies that meet federal standards from overseas to the U.S. The White House is calling it Operation Fly Formula. A February shutdown of the Abbott Nutrition plant in Sturgis, Michigan, due to contamination issues, severely cut into supplies of baby formula. The FDA okayed the reopening of the plant this week, but Abbott said it will take 8 to 10 weeks before new product begins arriving in stores. Mike Gracia, Washington.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says more people are testing positive.
There's a lot of infections across America. What's driving that? What is primarily driving that is these incredibly contagious subvariants.
The numbers are higher in the Northeast and Midwest. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says people in those areas might think about masking up indoors.
We urge local leaders to encourage the use of prevention strategies like masking in public indoor settings and increasing access to testing and to treatment.
Among those testing positive, Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra, who is in Berlin for a meeting with G7 health ministers on lessons learned in the pandemic. He'll work in isolation. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden's daughter Ashley has also tested positive. She has dropped out of a trip to Latin America she was to take with her mother starting today. Neither have had any close contact with the president or First Lady in the past week or so. Another rough day on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 1,100 points while the S&P fell 4%. This is AP News. NATO envoys failed to reach a consensus on whether to start membership talks with Finland and Sweden. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Sweden's defense minister.
Your capabilities are modern, relevant, and significant. And your addition to the alliance will make us all better at defending ourselves.
Turkey renewed its objections to the two Nordic countries joining NATO. Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania remains too close to call between heart surgeon turned TV celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick. AP's Mark Levy reports the outcome may not be known for days.
If we're at a point where we're still just a few thousand votes apart, it may genuinely take at least until the end of this week and maybe till the early part of next week.
County election officials say one major problem is the legislature failed to amend the state election law to allow the counting of mailed-in ballots before Election Day. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.